Welcome to Mabra Radio, your source for all things on two wheels in the Mid-Atlantic. This year, we wanted to start something new. We wanted to take an opportunity to think about and to talk about those people that make Mabra special. So in these newsletters, we'll be featuring interviews with some of Mabra's celebrities. In our first issue, our first episode, you'll hear an interview with Erin Bougie of NSMI Racing, the women's Category 1, 2, 3 Properties on the Potomac Road Cup winner for 2018, and obviously one of your favorites for 2019. In this episode, we asked her five completely random questions, and these are her responses. Okay, can you introduce yourself to the world for us?
Sure. My name's Erin Bougie, and I race for NSMI Racing.
And Erin, this is the first time that we've ever done this. Five completely random questions with one of Mabra's celebrities. So just to set the ground rules for what we're going to do going forward, I have five questions here, and I'm going to ask them to you, and you can answer. I promise I'll let you finish your answers if you let me finish my questions. Sound good?
You're so kind.
I am being very much a lawyer at the moment. That is a terrible question that I ask of every witness. So why don't we start with the most obvious thing? The wonderful world of Facebook. If people aren't Facebook friends with you now, they'll be Facebook friends with you in the near future. So what's the backstory on that Facebook profile picture of yours? Are those work boots and bike racing socks with a wedding dress?
So they're L.L. Bean boots. I am originally from Maine, and that is where L.L. Bean's headquarters are, where they're based out of. And for me, so I have to be really honest, I have extremely, extremely flat feet. Like there's zero arch. And I also have wide feet to go along with my flat feet. And so for me, trying to find any type of dress shoe, bike shoe, running shoe, it's a nightmare. And so when I find something that I like, I keep it and I hold on to it. And for me, these L.L. Bean boots actually fit. And so for me at our wedding, I really wanted to be comfortable. I love dancing, and I wanted to incorporate something from home. And with the bean boots being a bit taller, the only socks that I could really wear with them are cycling socks. And so I just was goofing around at our wedding with the photographer and jumping up and down, and she got that amazing shot of me with the boots, the wedding dress, and some Ridge Supply bike socks.
That is absolutely classic. Absolutely classic. My personal wedding socks were purple, not nearly as cool as the high-vis yellow and blue that you were. So thank you very much for explaining that. Now, since we're talking about high-vis and we're talking about things that are a little out there, the whole world is crazy right now. Crazy mad for Captain Marvel and Avengers Endgame. I just saw Captain Marvel on Thursday night. Oh, God, it's so good. Go see it. Who is your favorite Marvel character? Hero or villain? Nobody's judging. If you like Loki, you like Loki. Everybody in America knows I'm Captain America, basically. That's just it. I mean, it's a little known secret, but I am actually Chris Evans' body double in Avengers. So, spoiler alert. Sorry, should have put that first. So who's your favorite Marvel character?
My favorite character is Groot, the tree from Guardians of the Galaxy. I think he is adorable. But also, I really love the backstory. So Vin Diesel is the voice of Groot. And when he was recording the voiceover for Guardians of the Galaxy, that was right around the time when his co-star Paul Walker from the Fast and the Furious series had tragically passed away. And so Vin Diesel just threw himself into kind of this role and was, he caught stilt because he wanted to, you know, embody the character of, you know, the 7-foot-tall tree. And I just love the image of Vin Diesel walking around in stilts in the recording studio, voicing Groot.
Wow. I did not know any of that. And I've spent a lot of time on YouTube with movies. Thank you for filling me in on that. Okay. So moving on, question number 3. It's a random Tuesday. The weather is perfect. You have no responsibilities at all, meaning you don't have to work. Where are you and what are you doing?
I'd definitely be on my bike. I would probably be out riding around Mount Weather or the SkyMass Loop. And I'd come home and dinner would be ready waiting for me and I'd be so happy.
That is an absolutely ideal day. I'll tell you, anytime that I come home and dinner is ready for me, I know that I'm doing good things. But let's switch it up. Let's get a little serious here. We've all had it happen to us. You get into a race, you start a ride, and suddenly you realize you're in way over your head. Or that it's about to be the most epic day you've ever had on two wheels. I want you to tell us about one of those times for you. And it doesn't have to be the time that you told your wife that you were going to meet her at a vineyard in California and then accidentally decided to take a fire road down to a highway that didn't go the way you thought you were and had to call her from a guard booth at a random power station to come pick you up. So that one's taken.
I think we need a podcast to hear more about that story.
Yeah. She didn't talk to me for at least 3 hours, and I deserved every last second of it. So please, what was your story? When have you gotten in over your head on a bike?
So the summer that I graduated from college, I participated in a cross-country bike ride for Habitat for Humanity. In my group, we had about 20 of us that went from New Haven, Connecticut to Portland, Oregon. And so the day we crossed the Mississippi, it was our first 100-mile day. And we had leaders that created the routes for us and we had cue sheets. We looked at this route and for 100 miles, there was about 100 turns. And so me and a small group of guys that referred to themselves as the Brodeo, we were not having any of this. So we had started the ride. We only got a few miles in. We were way far ahead of everyone else because they were doing kind of a slow rollout that day. And we pulled over and we just looked at each other and we're like, we are not doing that. We are going to make up our own ride and we're not going to do any of the turns. Like, this is crazy. So we're trying to figure out where to go. And at this point, unbeknownst to me, we look up and my future husband is slowly biking in our direction. And we're like, do we want Brian to join? Like, do we want him on this or no? And very quickly, we're like, no, absolutely not. He's going to slow us all down. This is not happening. So we hide behind a bush and he just pedals by going towards this, you know, 100-mile day and 100 turns. And so our route, we go on an interstate. When we get off the interstate, we go the wrong way. And we run out of food and we run out of water. We all bonk. We have to hitchhike our way back to a convenience store so we can try and pull ourselves up together. Meanwhile, we're ignoring all the cell phone calls that are you know, our leaders are trying to get in touch with us. And we're like, no. And so we finally get to our destination. Meanwhile, everyone else who has been following this route is terribly lost. They have been on dirt roads almost the entire time. and our support van had had tried to turn around on one of the turns that they were lost at, and jackknifed into a pig farm and was stuck. And so they couldn't provide any water or fluids or food for any of the people that were up ahead, which included my future husband. And so he was bonking and just lost and pulled over. And he took a nap in the ditch. And it was just such a hot mess that basically everyone ended up in this tiny, tiny bar while the support van was getting pulled out of the ditch in the pig farm. And yeah, that was quite a day for everyone involved.
I would say everybody was in over their head that day. I don't know how you find a 100 turns and 100 miles and in Iowa.
Oh, they did it.
But go for it. Go for it. One road in a straight line. Okay, so the final question here on 5 random questions with Aaron Bougie. What does 2019 hold for Aaron Bougie on two wheels, the defending Properties on the Potomac Road Cup champion?
I'm really excited to race with the women on my team. We have such a strong team, and we just really love each other, and we love supporting each other, racing with each other, and being around each other, whether that's on the bike or off the bike. I'm glad to see that some Mabra races are coming back on the schedule, like Tour of Page County. And that was a favorite of mine from a few years ago. But I'm also excited to try and race a little bit more outside of Mabra. So yeah, we'll see what happens.
Well, we wish you all a tremendous amount of success and good luck. And thank you for joining us on 5 Random Questions.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you for joining us on Mabra Radio. Until next time, when we'll feature an interview with another celebrity, stay safe out there and remember to wave at everybody on MacArthur Boulevard.